Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHER are out to change that. InvestHERCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHERCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHERCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHER, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
I think this is for first-time buyers. It's a big opportunity for both for developers and investors, people who buy new apartments, who build new condos, will do well in this market.
Real quick, before the episode, I want to give you a gift of 25% off, and that gift actually is from TransUnion Smart Move. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. Because as landlords, we tend to be most concerned with getting paid on time. You might also know that hundreds of thousands of landlords have to deal with the headaches of evicting tenants each year. Evicting a tenant can be painful, costing as much as $10,000 in court costs and legal fees, and take as long as 4 weeks to complete. What if there's a trusted way to help prevent the headaches of dealing with evicting a tenant? Make the smart move right from the start. Smart Move's online tenant screening solution can help you quickly understand if you're getting a reliable tenant, which will help you avoid potential problems such as non-payment and evictions. For a limited time, listeners of this podcast are invited to try Smart Move tenant screening for 25% off. Here's how Smart Move can help you find your next great tenant. Make a more informed decision with Smart Move's proprietary credit score built specifically for tenant screening, which predicts evictions 15% better than a typical credit score. Reduce non-payment risk with Smart Move's Income Insights Report, which enables you to analyze the applicant's income within minutes and determine if additional income verification is needed. Get critical information quickly with a full credit report, criminal background, and eviction history report. With over 5 million screenings completed, SmartMove can help you make a better leasing decision for your rental property. If you own a rental property, SmartMove can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion Smart Move, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. And first off, how you doing, Elliot Bogood?
I'm good, Joe. How are you? I want to say hi to all your listeners and from New York City, Manhattan, and happy to be here.
Well, we're happy that you are joining us, and we are going to be talking about today. This is a special segment, Skillset Sunday. We're going to be talking about today, step-by-step guide for acquiring properties in New York City. And a little bit about Elliot. He's a real estate author, educator, and blogger. He's a founder and managing partner of Broadway Realty, a New York brokerage. He's personally sold over $2 billion, that's with a B, $2 billion worth of Manhattan residential and commercial real estate based in, of course, New York City. So first, Elliot, you want to give the best ever listeners just a little bit more about your background, and then we'll get right into the step-by-step process for acquiring properties in New York.
Sure, Joe. So I'm not a New Yorker. I wasn't born in New York, but I consider myself a New Yorker for 30 years now. I came to New York in 1989 and finished college here in New York, and then started working for a company called Cushman, which is a big brokerage firm. Soon after, I started working for myself and for my investors and clients. And so Broadway Realty is the company I own, and I'm the president of Broadway Realty for many years, for over 20 years now. Okay. I'm specializing in commercial and residential real estate, and mostly in Manhattan, even though we do some business in other boroughs of New York.
What are some commercial projects that you've brokered?
This year, a garage building is in Midtown West in Hell's Kitchen, and that deal is, it will be a development deal, which is secured by a storage company, which will develop it into a self-storage facility.
Okay, got it.
They got advantage of the zoning, which is the very good zoning for them, for M2-4 zoning, manufacturing zoning, and so they will change the use of it. They will develop it into, instead of a garage, it will be a self-storage facility.
What were other potential buyers wanting to do with that piece of property?
You know, this use is a broad use for many commercial uses. You cannot do residential or you cannot do a hotel, but you can do all other uses applicable under M zoning, which is manufacturing.
Got it. So let's talk about the step-by-step guide. You wrote a new book. It's called Get Rich in Real Estate, Your Step-by-Step Guide to Acquiring Properties in New York City. So can you walk us through the outline of your book, and let's just talk through that a little bit, the step-by-step process?
Sure. Joe, the book is about 6 weeks out. It's a new book that took me a long time to write, about 12 years since before the Great Recession we had in real estate business in New York. So now we are fully recovered, and I believe this recession has changed to a much more stable market, and we saw a lot of purchases, a lot of refinancings, and a lot of transactions that happened in New York real estate, and it's happening this year as well. So we have a strong market, even though the residential part of it, I think it's got softer, but commercial real estate is supported by the economy, and the economy is strong. We see the real estate, which is following stock markets, and stock market has never been stronger. The job numbers for the jobs are rising, the actual employment is great. So I think it's a good time to be today in New York's real estate markets.
Okay.
My book talks a lot about New York boroughs, a lot of New York transactions, but this is a model for other real estate markets, and I think that it people who do business in other parts of the countries, they watch closely, and if they see good deals, they invest in New York real estate, so it helps them. So this book talks a lot about next happening things, about the New York cycles, about market cycles, and it shows you models and things that will be hot next cycles in the markets in New York.
Okay. What's an example of something that will be hot next in New York City?
You know, New York is moved by technology. And first we saw dot-coms in the 90s. Now New York is a big technology hub. We have a lot of companies such as Google. Google just bought another building in Chelsea, and all it starts with $1 billion, big office building. So for them, such a big multi-million-dollar transactions, they move market. People look at those transactions, and sometimes they secure it for themselves. Sometimes they become anchor tenant. We spoke a lot this year about Amazon. Unfortunately, I think for real estate markets, it didn't happen. But many other companies looking to get into New York market, if they're not here already. Amazon, by the way, has a big presence in New York. And we have a lot of people who work for Amazon. It's a well-paid workforce. They rent expensive apartments. They also buy expensive apartments. So Amazon workers are very good for the economy. And all technology sector, I think, is a very promising sector. And so as long as they do well, real estate market around the industry does really well for office building as well as residential and so on.
So knowing that that's the case, that technology is driving the New York City expansion or evolution, how can we as real estate investors capitalize on that?
So in New York, you can be a little small investor who buys just an apartment, a condo, a condominium apartment, or you can be a developer who develops big buildings, multifamily buildings and rents them. So for those who work in the industry, it's a great time and great opportunity to build newer housing. So it will attract a lot of new buyers, first-time buyers, people who started working in the technology sector. So I think this is for first-time buyers, it's a big opportunity for both for developers and investors, people who buy new apartments, new who build new condos will do well in this market.
The challenge that a lot of people might be thinking of is, well, it's not going to cash flow, or if it does cash flow, it's not going to cash flow very much. I'm going to have to hope that the market continues to appreciate. What's your response to that?
I think that you look at the cap rates in the rental market today in 4 up to 5 cap in areas that are boroughs, Brooklyn, Queens. You get that services for 4% low force for developers, and I think that's what the big moving factor is. They're getting still money at low rates, and that makes them so the banks are still attracted to new developments and they're building.
You talked about earlier that your book has New York City cycles and market cycles. Let's talk about New York City cycles. What should we know about the cycles that New York City has gone through, and in particular, how that can be applied to the future as we move forward?
We saw a big downturn in Lehman Brothers in 2008, 2009 times. We had few transactions in the years 2009 to 2011. So it changed dramatically after 2012 to 2015. I think it was the highest market in New York. So it gave us a big lesson that market can change. It can go higher, it can go really low. So we saw discounts in the market of 30-40% from the tops of 2008. That was a top market. The next top market was in 2015. And now we are in a softer market, which is 3 years after. The prices are still top prices, but buyers, it's a buyer's market now. So buyers will get good deals if they are all cash or if they have a secured financing. So all sellers are listening to buyers now. That's the situation with the market now. And that's how it changed. I talk a lot in my book about the markets and cycles. New York cycle is anywhere between 3 to 5 years. So next cycle, I think, will happen in 2021. That's when the next buyer's market is coming.
And what causes it, because even if it does happen every 3 to 5 years, it won't happen just because it's supposed to. It something triggers it. So what do you think will trigger it in the next 3 years?
You know, the population growth is in New York now is 8.5 million people city, and we have a lot of people looking for upgrading residences. They're looking for larger apartments, family size homes. So residential market is always affected by the trends in that buyers or sellers market. Of course, interest rates is a big factor. This year is we had good news about interest rates, and they are still low, and it doesn't look like it's going to be increased, even though it can, at the end of the year we can have surprises. But so far the interest rates are back to the lows. In the last 3-4 months, we had interest rates for mortgages decreased, so I think it's a good thing for the markets. We sold a lot this year, and something that didn't move last year because of the interest rates, we saw this inventory started selling again. So the low interest rates is good for the real estate market, for the liquidity.
How can the best ever listeners learn more about your company?
Broadway Realty has a website, broadwayrealty.com. My book is on Amazon, Get Rich in Real Estate by Elliot Bogart. We got a lot of good coverage already for our book, and people like it. We got a lot of good reviews, and we also got a lot of books sold. So we have a lot of interest in our book.
Outstanding. Well, Elliot, thank you for being on the show, having a conversation with us about New York City real estate, the market cycles, where you think the market cycle will end, the current one, and when it will begin in New York City in particular, and then the technology companies really driving the ongoing evolution of the city and its real estate. So thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day, and talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Joe, and thanks for having me. Good luck to all your listeners, and best of luck in real estate business. Have a great deals and success in real estate.
If you own a rental property, TransUnion SmartMove can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion SmartMove, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. Are you ready to close more deals and officially seal your financial freedom? The Dwellin Show with Ola Dantas discloses the most innovative real estate investing strategies to kickstart your quest to financial freedom. Go listen at www.dwellynn.com/show. That's dwellynn.com/show.